This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. If you're still auto-renewing your car insurance without shopping around, you are probably throwing money away. I'm telling you, go check out Insurify. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare quotes from over 100 companies all in one place. Now, here's what I love. Insurify actually monitors your rates and alerts you when prices drop, so you never miss out on a better deal. Millions of people have used it to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself a favor. See what you can save right now at Insurify.com.
The National Memorial for U.S. Senator John McCain has been taking place. Three presidents were there, but no Donald Trump. Let's get the latest from LBC's Washington correspondent, Simon Marks. Tell us more, Simon.
Well, I mean, just an astonishing event, Clive. As you would imagine, as the nation came together, the country's political elite came together, not just the A-list here in Washington, D.C., from both the Republican and Democratic sides of the aisle, but people from all over the country who didn't necessarily share John McCain's political views descended on the National Cathedral here in Washington, D.C., to pay tribute to a hugely influential figure up on Capitol Hill. Senator McCain, after all, had been a fixture there since 1982 until his death of brain cancer last weekend. And this memorial service was very carefully choreographed by John McCain himself before he died. He reached out and telephoned two former opponents of his, former President Barack Obama, who of course beat John McCain in the 2008 presidential election, and former President George W. Bush, who beat John McCain in the race for the Republican Party's nomination, and he asked both of them to eulogize him. That was symbolic, I think, of John McCain's desire for this event to underscore that he believed in an old-style politics, reaching out across the aisle, trying to strike a compromise with your political opponents. And both of those former presidents used their speeches to send a very clear message about the state of politics in Washington today and just how far things have drifted away from John McCain's vision under Donald Trump's presidency. Former Republican President George W. Bush even saying that John McCain hated despots and swaggering dictators. And it was clear that he wasn't just thinking about leaders outside the United States. But I think that more than anything else, the events of today here will be remembered for a soaring eulogy and also a searing eulogy delivered by John McCain's daughter, Meghan McCain. It had been apparent throughout the week that the McCain family had been suppressing their fury towards President Donald Trump about the way in which he had treated John McCain before he died and about the way in which he had failed initially to honour John McCain's contribution to the United States when his death was announced a week ago. Meghan McCain, in her eulogy, said, "We gather here to mourn the passing of American greatness, the real thing, not cheap rhetoric from men who will never come near the sacrifice he gave so willingly." And she went on to say, "America has no need to be made great again because America was always great." That was a very clear hitting out at President Donald Trump, who, as you know, was not invited to this memorial service and who rather petulantly sat in the White House when it began, tweeting about the North American Free Trade Agreement and the difficulties that he's got renegotiating that. And then in the middle of Meghan McCain's eulogy, in just what can only be described as an astonishing act of disrespect, he clambered into the White House motorcade and headed off to play golf.
And just on that subject of Donald Trump and his diary, I noticed you were tweeting earlier saying, watch out, he's got no public events over the next 3 days.
Yes, well, it's a holiday weekend here. It's Labor Day on Monday, so the country is off for the next 72 hours. But he has absolutely no public engagements whatsoever. Anyone who has followed Donald Trump's Twitter account will know that it becomes particularly voluble when he's got nothing on. And he was on such a tear on Twitter on Thursday and Friday that many people here wondered if perhaps he had learnt that there was more bad news coming with regard to the Robert Mueller investigation into ties between President Trump, his election campaign team, and the Russians. But it's also pretty apparent that he has really been terribly uncomfortable, while the eyes of the nation have been on John McCain today and Aretha Franklin yesterday. He doesn't do well when the eyes of the nation are not on him. The only representatives that he had at that memorial service today were his daughter Ivanka Trump and her husband Jared Kushner, and cutting a very lonely figure in the National Cathedral here in Washington, D.C., his chief of staff, General John Kelly, who looked deeply uncomfortable. And one has to wonder, as Republicans left that event today, the men and women in the Senate, Republicans who may eventually decide Donald Trump's fate, should there be moves to impeach him at some point in the next few months, one has to wonder to what extent they were internalizing the messages that were delivered, particularly by George W. Bush and Barack Obama, about the kind of politics that John McCain espoused, which feels like it's an epoch away, Clive, from the kind of politics that Donald Trump traffics in.
Simon, thank you very much indeed. Simon Marks joining us there, LBC's Washington correspondent.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro Games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.
This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. If you're still auto-renewing your car insurance without shopping around, you are probably throwing money away. I'm telling you, go check out Insurify. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare quotes from over 100 companies all in one place. Now, here's what I love. Insurify actually monitors your rates and alerts you when prices drop, so you never miss out on a better deal. Millions of people have used it to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself a favor. See what you can save right now at Insurify.com.